Well, I hope and pray that you all had a blessed Resurrection Sunday and a Holy Week and with family and friends. And now we're back to the grind of trying to figure out what's going on with this coronavirus and everything like that. But I did want to get back to doing the overview of the New Testament, even though we touched on 1 Thessalonians last week in my Resurrection Sunday message. 2 Thessalonians is also a book that's full of comfort and grace and understanding, and it's very appropriate for our day and time. The Apostle Paul wrote this book somewhere around maybe 50 or 51 A.D. while he was on his second missionary journey. But Paul, along with Silas and Timothy, placed the first Christian church in Thessaloniki. That's the way the Greeks pronounce it, Thessaloniki. But they had to leave in a hurry when their lives were threatened. And as soon as Paul sent Timothy back to Thessaloniki to see how the new church was doing, Timothy returned with the good news that the believers were still strong in their faith. But they had some questions, especially about Christ's second coming. And the Apostle Paul wrote to the Thessalonians to answer their questions. But when some of the believers misunderstood a few of Paul's comments, that's when he wrote 2 Thessalonians to clear up any confusion. We are, like they were that day and time, are expecting the Lord to return, I think, in almost at any moment. I love Bible prophecy and following it, and it gives me hope, and I keep looking for Him to break the eastern sky at any moment, but nobody knows the day or the hour. Jesus said, only Daddy knows. I don't even know when I'm coming back, but I follow Daddy's lead. But as we are in these tough times, the church at Thessaloniki was also struggling with some tough times. They were working hard, like most of us, and now some of us can't work. Most of us feel that we're not making enough to keep up, and certainly the ones that aren't working are really struggling. Certainly not enough to be comfortable as we wish. To make more requires sometimes just moonlighting jobs, or a husband and wife working together, or having a dream of getting away from the grind and escaping to a better way of life. That seems to be put on hold, doesn't it? There's few of our brothers and sisters are still working, but you know, we need to be able to figure this thing out so that we, as an Americans, can back to work. Americans love to work. We don't really necessarily like to work, but we love to work. We love the fellowship. We like making the money. We like seeing things take place from our own hands. But did you know the church at Thessaloniki? They had dreams too, like we're having dreams. Not so much to escape the economic hardships, but to get away from the increasing persecution. You know, the Christian church is being persecuted in our day and time. Just look at the news in Kentucky. You know, sheriff put nails down so the people couldn't drive into the driveway for the drive-in church. Or even arrested them for sitting in their cars. You know, we have to stand up for our rights in this country. You know, keep the Bill of Rights and the Constitution close by, because you might need to tell somebody, hey, you know, this is the First Amendment. You know, we have a right to gather. But to get away from this persecution, because of pressure that others put on us for being Christians. And that's the way it was in the Church of Thessaloniki. They reasoned. And what was the return of Christ? The hope that they had, that He was coming soon. But some had misunderstood what the Apostle Paul was thinking when he was promising that Christ's return would be any day. So they quit their jobs and withdrew their money from the bank, and they stopped helping the church. Instead, they just sat around and waited for the glorious trumpet blast signaling the end of the age of grace, and that true justice would prevail. So Paul had a challenge, and that's why he fired off this letter of 2 Thessalonians, to clear up these misunderstandings and further clarify the Christian role in waiting for Christ's return. Christians are suffering at that time, and Paul wanted to give God the opportunity to deal with those who caused them to suffer. But in the meantime, we can't stand around and do nothing, like they could, and we can't either. And the Apostle Paul ends, "The end of history cannot be here yet, because the Antichrist, or the man of lawlessness, has not yet come. He must come first, before the final day of the Lord." With all the political situations in the world, I don't know if the Antichrist is here or not, but if he's not, he's sure making some good inroads on some of the things that we're dealing with. Amen? We need to pray that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ continue to be spread, because that's what we're all about, the hope and the love and the encouragement. But what about those who had quit their work thinking that Christ was going to return any moment? The Apostle Paul said they had the wrong attitude. They should continue doing all they could to spread the gospel and reach out to those in need and build up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. If they were not doing these things, then they were really only thinking of themselves. Times are still tough, and we're still working too hard, all of us. But we must not use Christ's immediate return to excuse or to quit working and serving, especially in our responsibility as Christians. While we wait, we should work with ambition, especially in spreading the gospel and meeting the needs so prevalent in our church today. We need each other. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17 says this: "May our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loved us and in His special favor give us everlasting comfort and good hope, comfort your heart and give you strength in every good thing that you do and say." You know, when children fall and scrape a knee, or when they're frightened by a thunderstorm at night, they instinctively look for the comfort of their mother or their father or their grandparents. You see, the church of Thessalonians was beginning to experience fear and pain of persecution. And here the Apostle Paul reassures them that God has not forgotten, but offers His great and everlasting comfort through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when you're afraid in these trying times, where are you going to turn to for comfort? My prayer is that you turn to Jesus Christ, the God of comfort and the God of grace. In Hebrews, it gives us a call to persevere, and it's tough, but we need to persevere through this. In Hebrews chapter 10:19-25, I believe. Let me see. Yeah, through 25. The New Living Translation says this: "And so, dear friends, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is the new life, life-giving way that Christ has opened up for us through the sacred curtain by means of His death for us. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's people, let us go right into the presence of God with true hearts, fully trusting Him. For our evil consciousness have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Without warning, let us hold tightly to the hope that we have, for God can be trusted to keep His promise." Now hear this in verse 24: "Think of ways to encourage one another to the outbursts of love and good deeds." Now here's what the world's trying to keep us from. Verse 25: "And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of His coming back is drawing near." Father, we thank and praise You for this opportunity to continue to share the gospel, and we just pray that everybody that's listening to this message knows You in a personal, loving way, but we never want to take that chance. But we always give people an opportunity to know how simple it is to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I know I'm a sinner, Lord. That's all the prayer you have to say. Oh, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I know I made a lot of mistakes, but I understand that I can have grace and love and forgiveness if I accept You into my life. I see other people that have done that, and I want that peace also, Lord. Come into my life and be Lord over it. What a special thing, in Jesus' precious name. Have a blessed day.